Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Can cracking and peeling on a trunk indicate problems with grafting? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, he's Patrick Murphy, and hello there, Murph.
Glad we're not out in the field, Laura. It's really hot out.
It's a very hot summer here in America. Today on GLT's Grow, we're taking a question from Mike in American Fork, Utah.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a great question. He says he planted an apple tree a few years ago that has some bark cracking and peeling away from the trunk beneath the graft union. And so he sent along a picture, which you can go to our website, wglt.org/grow, and take a look at it there. And he's wondering what's happening. He planted the tree right at root level to avoid being planted too deep. There was no indication as to the specific rootstock used when he purchased the tree other than semi-dwarf. So he's wondering, can this be related to the rootstock or is it other issues?
Well, let's discuss. And we'll
shall we?
We'll let Mike decide.
Okay.
So the practice of grafting is very common in fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the grafting is done to, as in Mike's case, initiate a dwarfing of the stock.
So it doesn't get too big.
That's right. And grafting is also done to pick up other beneficial traits like resistance to disease. It can change the shape of a plant entirely. That's oftentimes how weeping ornamentals are created, is with the grafting. But the graft is the deal breaker in the plant, right? So whether it's a grafted ornamental or a grafted produce for apples, apricots, whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
The graft is something that needs to be inspected. So if we're going out and we're sizing it up and we've already picked the one that we think looks best out of the group, right? So we're pretend we're shopping for an apple tree and there's 10 trees there.
Mm-hmm.
People almost always pick the one that looks nicest above ground first.
Right.
But in Mike's case, he was aware he was getting a grafted plant, and I doubt that it was that way when he purchased it.
What?
Yeah, I doubt that the graft was in bad shape when he purchased it.
Right.
I doubt it.
Okay.
But if you find one that's in that condition at the time of purchase, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Find
that's a,
one
that's a bad sign.
That's a sign that there's already a problem with the graft union, the relationship between the rootstock and the above ground parts of the plant.
So if they could get a divorce, they probably would.
Yeah, sometimes that union does fall apart. It does. And sometimes no fault, unlike people, but sometimes
they just weren't meant to be together.
And sometimes there are things that can cause the graft to change. And it's most commonly it's freezing and expansion of water as it freezes.
Well, I imagine they get some freezing in Utah.
Right. So yeah. If you had a situation where that tree was at any point during the production period or during the sales period out in Utah, you say we get some rain and it gets real cold at night and then all of the water freezes onto that plant. And then when it melts, slowly melts away, it just follows the architecture of the plant and it goes down and the water gets in every nook and cranny, every nook and cranny at the junctions for the branches, all the way down to where there may be a little tiny fissure of an opening at that graft union.
Right.
The water gets in there, is absorbed by the cells of the wood, it freezes and expands, and that's very strong force in nature. And there begins the beginning of a weak union.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, a question from Mike in Utah about apple tree trunk issues.
So he's got a difficult situation there with possible compromised union in the graft. So we talked about the freezing of water and everything possibly making that aggravated situation more difficult. But something else that happens a lot is in the nursery business, I'm doing the bunny ear air quote things, right?
Uh-huh.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of it's mechanized and has become mechanized over the years, but it's still a lot of hard work. So handling during harvest and loading, maybe even when you purchase the plant at the nursery, it gets handled roughly. So that can have something to do with it. So when it comes to a potted tree, the best way to grab the potted tree is by the pot. You grab one side of the pot with one hand and put your hand underneath of it with the other and kind of cradle it like a baby. But you're talking about picking up a tree.
Right.
Right. So if it's got a whole bunch of above ground stuff, that's hard to do.
I think people are just tempted to grab that trunk.
Exactly.
It's just too tempting. I'll just grab that. I'll grab this. And there I go. And that's not good.
Or you pay for it and you're at the garden center. Uh-huh. And most garden centers that I shop are great because as you're pulling the cash out, someone says, can I help you get that to your car?
Yes.
And the yes is the answer always. But then because of, you know, the best of intentions, but just not knowing, the person grabs that plant by the ears, if you will. I'm doing the quotes again with my hands. That's never the place to grab any plant. You want to grab it down low and by the pot, and you want to try and do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to grab the plant by the ears and then have the weight of the soil and the roots and everything just kind of hanging there for a minute.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
So then you think, too, about, okay, so the nursery is selling a whole load of apple trees, 100 apple trees. They're going to Laura's nursery. And then in the process of loading them, somebody's grabbing them by that trunk graft and sliding them across the floor into the back of it. So, see, there's lots of scenarios where this graft, which is weak compared to everything else on the tree, it can be compromised. Canker is something that attacks trees near this graft union.
What does it look like?
It looks a little bit like what we're seeing in the picture from Mike.
Okay.
So you get some discoloration of the bark.
Uh-huh.
You get kind of a mucousy, orangey color right below the bark that has just peeled away in recent time. And then there's also the possibility, I looked in this picture, that there's maybe some mechanical damage. So perhaps a string trimmer had hit that spot in a couple of instances and
maybe
loosened
that graft. Maybe a game of full contact croquet.
That's right. Full contact bocce ball is really hard on graft unions. That's for sure. When the helmet goes into the bottom of that graft union, man,
yeah,
that
and
loosens
goofy things can happen all the time.
And then there's one other thing too, but I couldn't determine this from the photo. But you know, varmints. Varmints are a problem because that graft union area is where a squirrel or a rabbit or a groundhog, that's where they're going to start.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to start doing their little scratching, dental hygiene, whatever they're doing down there, that's where it happens. So you could have a combination of these factors too. So there's good news and bad news for Mike. This tree could recover from this and live for a very long time, and you'll have a wound at the lower trunk where it flares into the ground in the basal area.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that, there's nothing that you could paint on there. There's nothing you can cover it with. You want that to heal on its own.
So all he can do is cross his fingers?
That's really all you can do.
Oh, boy.
Now, there's grafting ribbon and grafting rubber bands a lot of times are made of a material that's designed to break down over time as it's exposed to sunlight, air, and water. And then after the graft heals, that rubber band or that little piece of plastic ribbon will break away. Well, occasionally there are situations where the ribbon in particular, it girdles that graft and it causes a weak union. So you didn't do anything wrong, Mike, but you got some babysitting to do there.
Okay, we'll cross our fingers for you, Mike, and good luck with your apple tree. Next week on GLT's Grow, the three insect pests you never want to see in your garden. And one in particular, it's very scary indeed. If you've got a gardening question that you would like Murph to tackle, we would love to hear from you. Go to our website, wglt.org/grow. There's a form there for you to fill out. Mail it along to us. Send us a photograph even. Maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. It's wglt.org/grow.